Three Republicans are seeking the nomination for state superintendent of public instruction. One of them is Bill Winnie. He is a retired naval officer who wants to bring that leadership experience to help run the State Department of Education. In the Navy, he trained a number of people and says training and education were part of his career. As we discuss some issues facing the office, we start with Common Core.
Well, Common Core is one of those things that started out as probably a good idea, started in the National Governors Association, and it was designed to address the mobility of our young people in and around the states. I mean, my oldest son went to three high schools in 4 years. Two of those high schools were half a world apart, one on the island of Guam in the Pacific and the other in Washington, D.C. area. And so that was the basic idea. And then how do you get students ready for college, make them college ready and everything? And as always happens, the devil can be in the details. And unfortunately, sometimes when bureaucracies, the federal level Department of Education, get a hold of things, they tack on things and bring in other things that people in Wyoming have decided they don't like. And the attitude you run into sometimes, and this does not play well, is you don't understand how good this is for you. You need to just accept it. And so we're running into that kind of stuff, and the strings that go with it have me uncomfortable, and the strings that would take away some of the authority of our local school boards has me uncomfortable. Finally, as I've been out and about knocking on doors, and I've knocked on a lot of doors in the state, if a teacher comes to the door, you get a slightly different perspective. A teacher at the door will tell you, it tells me how to run my classroom, and it does not give me the flexibility to address the differing maturation rates of the students in my class. What do you do? How do you find the good things in it and get rid of the things that the people of Wyoming don't want? That's something I will take on.
Well, let me – you brought up next-gen science standards, and boy, I haven't seen many budget amendments that were more controversial than that one. And
I saw that one when they put it in. Yeah, yeah. So, I was there.
So let me ask you about that. Was that a good thing for the legislature to have done, or should they have dropped the thing, and would you like to see those implemented?
I have formed the opinion that our legislature – is acting more like a super school board. And that's not good for an organization. They're getting down into a level of detail that I think is not productive for the state. They should be dealing in overarching things. You've seen, perhaps you saw me take them to task over their evaluation system. They're specifying a level of detail. Well, this budget amendment, this little footnote they put on that one thing, is the same kind of level of detail. The other thing is they need to simply reaffirm that in our state, the local school boards have the authority to determine curriculum and leave it there. Because if a local school board picks elements of Common Core or Next Generation Science Standards and draws it into their curriculum, that's their business. That's what they're supposed to be doing, and I have no objection to them doing that. Now, what don't I like about Next Generation Science Standards? They haven't really racked and stacked all of the inputs in their analysis. Everybody says, well, they're scientists and so on, but, you know, people want to be able to look at what they say and draw their own conclusions, and one of the problems that I see is they don't enable people to do that.
Bill Winnie, he's a Republican candidate for state superintendent, visiting with us. And speaking of the legislature, one bill that they had talked a lot about and nothing happened this session, it died over in the House, was some legislation to potentially enhance how we do early childhood education in the state. I'm curious, is that something the state should be getting involved in, or is this maybe something that should be left up to the private sector, daycares, that type of thing?
And I spoke up on a bill probably a couple sessions ago that had to do with screening very young people for reading problems. One of our three sons had a reading problem that we didn't diagnose till third grade. If you back up to early childhood, age 4, age 5, age 6, and go in, and if you're able to diagnose those kind of things very, very early, they are much less expensive to fix than if you wait till the problem becomes full-blown, and now you have to go back and correct a full-blown problem. And that's the nature I spoke of on this particular bill. The name I don't recall, but I think it was two sessions, maybe three sessions ago. And so when you talk early childhood, I think the state has a clear interest in going out and doing some things early on so that problems don't become full-blown problems like this reading thing I talked about.
You can find out more about Mr. Winnie on his website, BillWinnie.org.